Worship this day. We're so glad to see you. We hope that you'll all stay and eat lunch with us immediately after the service. There's plenty of food, so whether you brought food or not, doesn't much matter. Come stay and eat and celebrate with us as we celebrate July 4th today, a couple days after here. There is seating set up inside, so even if the heat is too much for you, go outside and fix a plate or send somebody out to fix your plate and eat inside if you need to. And then there's a lot of seating set up outside too. And if you didn't see it coming in, if you didn't come in the back, there's all sorts of colors and beautiful decorations out there. So ought to be a wonderful lunch together and time to celebrate. Hope you'll stay regardless today. Couple of other things that are happening today. One of those is that we're going to have our drawing for our scholarship basket that we've been raffling for some time, and I'm looking for that basket and I don't see it, but in the Narthex we've got over $300 worth of gift cards in that basket right now, and that all, Herbie's got it for us back there, that all benefits our scholarship funds. You can get tickets for $1 or 12 or something. I don't really remember, but you can talk to Joe or talk to Kim, I believe, if you need tickets while Joe is still dressed up here helping lead. But please do support that. We're going to do that drawing during the 4th of July lunch today. The other thing I wanted to point out is that the North Carolina Synod across the 194 Lutheran congregations in the North Carolina Synod is inviting us to read the Psalms with them this summer. So starting today, there is about a 30-day program where we read a psalm every day, and there's a little reflection that goes with it. There are some copies of that printed out in the back. Really, the way they'd like you to get it is to get it through the Synod's Facebook page or to go to the Synod's website and sign up, and there are instructions how to do that on here. But you are certainly welcome to take one of those paper copies, and if we run out of those and you want one, let me know and I'll make sure we get you one. But again, that starts today. But you know, if you miss today, you could start it tomorrow, and I bet nobody would come arrest you, if you were a day off or so. But it's a great way to engage the scriptures this summer. Read those psalms with us. I think I've hit my high points. I think Kim was going to share with us about our day camp. That was a great success this week. 26 kids registered and here all week, and some wonderful, wonderful staff from Luther Ridge. So we'll let Kim say a word about that.
I have a thank you note to read. Holly Grove, thank you for the wonderful half week we got to spend at your church. We thoroughly enjoyed all of the fun things we got to do, like explore fire trucks, go bowling, and go swimming. Shout out to Neil's lovely pool. We ate so much good food. Thank you for the amazing hospitality you all have shown us in such a short period of time. We hope that next year this can be a week long. God's peace. Sherlyn, Jack, Michael, Ann, Anna, and Mary Helen. And these were the counselors that were here for us. They were awesome. They were really good, and they are what helped make it such a success, I feel like. But we also could not have done it without all of the help that you gave us. So I want to just thank everybody, but I wanted to list some specific things that some of you helped us out with. So I want to thank those who provided snacks for the campers, those who provided meals for the counselors, those who loaned us air mattresses and linens for the counselors, those of you who helped me plan for special guests and activities, those of you who shared movies, donated water balloons and other supplies for the kids to have, those who volunteered their time to be here at the church to help me during the camp days, those of you who helped us clean up the office complex basement for our counselors to stay there. Special thanks to Latifah for handling all the extra paperwork we sent her way. And last but not least, thanks to those of you who brought your children and grandchildren out, because I think they really enjoyed it. I think it was a real success.
And thank you to Kim, who was here all 3 days, and who also did a lot of the organizing work. Show of hands real quick, how many folks here attended or had somebody in their family here this week? Isabel was here. Yeah, it was a really great week, and it went very smoothly, which I think is a testament both to the prep work that Kim was a big part of, but also they're just good staff, and they're well-trained, and they're fun, and it was a really good week. So we'll see. Maybe we'll look at this again next year. You might recall that this was sort of a freebie thing that we won a half week for free. But I hope we can look at this again next year as a possibility for us for the whole week. And it's a good way to get a taste of Luther Ridge. And if some of you all who were at our day camp this week enjoyed Luther Ridge, maybe start asking some questions and making some plans about going to Luther Ridge and staying a week next year. It would be a great experience. Other announcements we should be aware of this day? Jay's got one.
Have some thank you cards here. Dear Holly Grove family, thank you sincerely for sharing our sorrow. Your kindness is deeply appreciated and will always be remembered by the family of John Robert Curry. Thank you also very much for the lovely prayer shawl. The blessing it brings will certainly give me hope. Your kindness is very appreciated. Glenna Rose Garner.
And I did hear this morning that Sarah Snell, who many of us have known in the community, died this morning at the hospice house. So keep her family in your prayers if you would. We wish happy birthday this morning to Sherry, Mary, JC, Gyla, James, Mary Varner, Mary Malone, Brandy, and Anderson. And we don't have any anniversaries on here. Are there other folks we ought to add this week? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. We stand as our worship begins on page 94. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated if the children will come up this way for a children's message.
Good morning. We're going to start with a little YouTube video that I think a lot of the adults here have seen, but I doubt that many of the children have seen. Are we ready, Chip?
What are you doing up here? I thought you were downstairs boxing chocolate.
Oh, they kicked me out of there fast.
Why? I kept pinching them to see what kind they were. This is the fourth department I've been in.
Oh, I didn't do so well either.
All right, girls. Now, this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Let her roll!
Easier. Yeah, we can handle this, okay?
Oh, doing splendidly. Speed it up a little!
Anybody ever seen that before? I love Lucy. She's a hoot. And today when I saw we were going to read Luke 10, I'm kind of like a kid in my mind. I'm like, I got to show this video because this is about the harvest is plentiful. Did you see all the chocolates? But the workers were few, right? So there were way too many chocolates. And so the workers were doing whatever they had to do to try to catch all those chocolates. But could they do it by themselves? No. So now we're going to try something. Okay, I have chocolates here. And we're going to see if we do it the way Jesus asked us to do it, if it'd be easier than poor Lucy and Ethel who couldn't get all their chocolates together. So we're going to try to gather our harvest, okay? So you guys are going to be the gatherers. So what Jesus said is to go two by two to gather the harvest. And what he meant by that is we're the gatherers. We're the people that already knows God loves us, right? But there's so many people out there that do not know God's love, and they need to know it. So that's the harvest. That's what we've got to go get and make sure that everybody knows that God and Jesus love them. So you're going to be my gatherers today. I'm going to give you four chocolates, and I know it's going to be hard, but please don't open them because we're going to do something with them, and then I promise at the end you'll at least have one left, okay? So I want you to stand up. And I'm going to give each of you two bags of chocolates. Don't open them. I know it's tough. Okay, now, here's your job. Your job is to go get one person to help you and bring them back up here and give them a bag of chocolates. Go get one person and bring them back. Okay. So I think we started out with about 12 of you, right? All right, we already have doubled it, right? How many do we have now? 12 times 2 is? 24. So we've got around 24 people. All right, give your person one of the bags of chocolates. So everybody should have a bag of chocolate in their hand, the kiddos and the participants. All right, now, open your bag of chocolate and take out two. Okay? Now, you're going to go find, everybody up here is going to find a different person and hand them two chocolates. And if you get the two chocolates, just stand up. Go. So give anybody two chocolates, and if you get the two chocolates, stand up. And then all my helpers come back up here. Okay, now, kiddos, how many people have we affected? A bunch, so like 48, I think. All right, now, everybody that has two chocolates in their hand, give one to somebody else, and they need to stand up. If you have two chocolates, go give one away. She didn't ask. She didn't ask. Okay, kids, come back up. Now, do you see with you 12 kids, if you pair up two by two, and you go out and you gather your harvest and tell others about God, do you see how many people you affect? Let's say a prayer. Dear God,
Dear God,
help us to be faithful workers.
Help us to be faithful
telling others about your love.
Telling others about your love.
Amen. Thank you all for participating. And I have a couple more chocolates if somebody was left out.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'll take your bags if you don't want your bags.
I want my bag.
No.
You
want your bag? I'll take your bag if you don't want it.
A reading from Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm, and dandled on her knees. And as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Today is Psalm 66, verses 1 through 9, which will be read responsively. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth.
Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you.
All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals.
He turns the sea into dry land. They pass through the river on foot. There we rejoice in him.
Who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations, let the rebellious not exalt themselves.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. A reading from Galatians. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand? It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus' warning about putting a hand to the plow and looking back about commitment, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." You may be seated. Wow. Jesus commissions 70 of his followers to go out and do the work of the gospel, to proclaim the good news. And from these and others who have proclaimed the good news down through the ages, here we are 2,000 years later still telling people of the amazing things that God has done. It's a great success story of the church. But I have to say, if I'm one of those 70 sent out, or the 12 that Jesus had already sent out before the 70, I'm a little nervous, right? Because even though presumably these 70 have seen all the incredible things that Jesus has done, the instructions that they get are like a little bit anxiety producing, right? All right, guys, sending you out here like lambs into the midst of wolves. So everybody get rid of your purse, your wallet, your cash, and your credit cards, and don't take anything with you, no supplies, no change of clothes. Trust me, it'll all be fine. What? Really? But you know what happens? Even though Jesus warns them they'll be going out like lambs into the midst of wolves, even though he prepares them for people to not receive the peace they offer, even though he gives them explicit instructions about how to handle towns that will not welcome them and folks that reject them, even with all that, the 70 come back on top of the world. They're elated at the ministry of the kingdom that they've been a part of on this journey as they healed the sick, cast out demons, and proclaimed the good news. Which kind of makes you wonder, since the instructions from Jesus about all the things not to take on the road seem to be good ones, clearly they produce the desired results. What's going on with us, with me, when we balk at these instructions? I mean, I'll speak for me here. I think what I don't like about these instructions is that the way Jesus wants the 70 to go about this makes them deeply vulnerable. It puts them in unknown settings. It sends them into the midst of strangers, strange lands, without even the most basic supplies. It gives them no recourse, no choice, but to be dependent on other people. And that right there is the rub for me. I don't much like the idea that my only option would be to depend on somebody else, much less a stranger. I bet you might feel the same way. It feels so exposed, so vulnerable to depend on somebody else. Just a couple of weeks ago, I saw this at work. We were moving my brother and his fiance, now wife, into their house in Durham. And it was crazy all day. Two moving trucks to unload. Internet had to be hooked up this day. Appliances were being delivered. And all of this had to happen in this brief time span. The only day they had to be there before they had to leave for their wedding, then go on their honeymoon, and come back with only one day to spare before they both started new jobs the next day. So it was a crazy busy day. And at one point in the late morning, a friendly neighbor came over to say hello and offered to let us park in his driveway if we needed to, which I promptly accepted. But then, as he talked to us more, he offered to take all of our orders and bring us all back sandwiches from Subway that day. And you know what we did? We thanked him profusely for the offer and turned down his hospitality because, well, I don't know actually why. I guess because it made us dependent on him. It meant we'd have to stop what we were doing and what we had planned and coordinate with this man we'd only just met. And, oh man, what if he wanted to stay and eat with us? What if he wanted to chat when we finished eating? It would be a disaster, I guess. I don't know. We didn't actually stop and think it through. But all of us immediately there had the same reaction to his offer, to thank him for his kindness and to immediately assure him that he didn't need to do that. Why are we so bad at accepting the hospitality of others? I think maybe it has a lot to do with the way our society and culture have trained us to be. We don't have barn raisings anymore, do we? Where the whole neighborhood gets together to support the work that needs to be done and to have a picnic. Instead, we take out personal loans and mortgages to finance things for ourselves. We don't really stop for directions anymore, at least those of us who have smartphones. Type in the destination and let the computer figure it out, right? We're captive, I think, to this vision of American individualism that tells us we need to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, make it on our own, never be dependent or beholden to anyone because we are independent. But this is clearly not how the kingdom of God works. For that fact, I don't think it's how America works. We celebrate this week the birth of our independent nation. But from the beginning, that political independence that allowed us to self-govern was a communal endeavor. The first pilgrims depended on the native people to help them through the difficult winter. Preacher David Lowe points out that the colonies those first pilgrims founded were called commonwealths, right? That is, places where the good of any individual was inextricably linked to the good of the whole. And even the act of declaring independence, it made the colonies deeply vulnerable and deeply dependent on each other. Benjamin Franklin is said to have noted at the Declaration of Independence signing that we must hang together, or assuredly, we will all hang separately. To me, it seems that the whole American experiment, where it has succeeded because of the willingness of people to make themselves vulnerable for the good of the greater whole. So how we get to this place of hyper-individualism, I'm not sure. It's certainly not what the kingdom of God looks like, right? Jesus sends out the 70 in pairs. building community right into it at the get-go, because it's not good to be alone. And then Jesus makes sure that these 70 are going to have to be sheltered and fed by the community along the way as they proclaim the kingdom. And it makes me wonder, Jesus is really clear in the Gospel of Luke about what the mission of the kingdom of God looks like. It's about bringing good news to the poor, proclaiming release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and letting the oppressed go free. And Jesus doesn't just say that, right? He goes on to do all of these things, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, proclaiming the good news, particularly to the poor. So I wonder sometimes, is our hesitancy to care for other people as Jesus did, is it a product of our failure to depend on each other? Because we know there are an awful lot of sick, hungry, and poor people out there, and we aren't always rushing in there to proclaim the good news and work for their healing. Maybe what we need is to recover the practice of hospitality. I think we have a real problem with this, and if you watch the news and read it, you can maybe take the situation at the border and these detention centers as an indication of that problem. I think we need to work on extending hospitality. But I think we also deeply need work on receiving hospitality. Jesus knows what he's doing when he sends the 70 out. Maybe we need to get some practice depending on others. Because whether or not we like to admit it in public, we can't do this on our own. We don't have it all together. And particularly, we don't have it all together when it comes to being in relationship with God. The truth is, we are totally dependent on the grace of the Lord Jesus, who is the only one who can make sure our names are written in the book of heaven. Our salvation is not up to us. It's entirely up to Jesus. On some level, I think we know that. But knowing it and trusting it, trusting Jesus and his call to care for all people, not worrying about our purses or bags, but to bring good news to the poor, release to the captive, and recovery to all those who need healing, well, living like we trust that this is all up to Jesus, I think that's harder than simply knowing it. Which is why we may need some practice. Be vulnerable. Accept hospitality. Depend on others. Practice. And then, depend on Jesus. Amen.
us say what we believe by the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for all those in need. Gracious God, we pray for your church throughout the world and its ministries, for pastors and musicians, for teachers and leaders, that their joyful noise clearly announce your reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, gracious God, for peace and justice in all the world. We pray for all levels of government, for areas affected by strife, that those in authority would always work for the good of all, bringing your justice to all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the freedom and abundance we experience as a nation, and for all who have made themselves vulnerable for the sake of that freedom and abundance. Help us, Lord, demonstrate in our lives and laws the values of freedom, justice, equality, and care for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, God, for the sick and those who console them, for prisoners and those who show them mercy, for the downtrodden and those who help them flourish, for those suffering from malaria and Zika, and for all those in need of your care, especially Burnett, the family of Harold, Lydia, the family of John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, Bill, Joanne, Jana, Harold, Bonnie, Walter, Noah, Kevin, James, Vince, Lore, Tyler, Ed, Laura, the family of Joe, Jen, Eric, Judy, Misty, Alice, Al, Dan, Kathy, Cindy, the family of Anna Beck, and all those we name now. The family of Sarah Snell. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, God, for those spending time with friends and family this summer, for those making employment decisions, for those uncertain what the future holds, that they set their minds on Christ who has called us to himself. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Christ's peace, Rosalie. Thank you for singing today.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't feel what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. Your God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
stand. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is on page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Hope you'll come eat with us. Let's say a word of prayer and bless our meal so we don't have to wait around outside. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the bounty with which you have blessed us, for the freedom that this nation has afforded us. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us through the freedom you give us and the food we share in to do your work in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.